welcome back to the greatest podcast in the history of the universe.
I'm happy to be back. This is Ellie.
This is Jim. This is Hallmark's The Spot.
It seems like it's been forever.
It since has we been. It's been like recorded. Three, at least 3 weeks.
Yeah, sorry, since everyone.
Since we recorded.
We were going to record one about The Good Witch, the final episode in the series finale. So yeah. The season finale and the series finale. But that wasn't enough. So then we said, okay, we'll do it after Love for Real. And right. That didn't seem to be enough.
No.
So we just watched the 27-hour day. Yeah. And I think we finally have enough to fill an hour.
Right.
And we'll try to make it faster than that. But no promises.
Yeah.
I can't be trusted. I like to talk, it turns out.
Yeah. Well, before we get into the meat of the episode, just say you can find us at damshow.co, damshow.co, home of the Damn Junior Podcasting Network, where you can find our other fine shows. You can also help support us by buying us a coffee. There's links in the show notes and a button on the website where you can throw us a few dollars to buy us a coffee and offset some of our expenses.
Oh, wow. You've been busy. I have not been paying attention.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. And thanks in advance. If anyone buys me a coffee, I love it.
Ellie does love coffee.
I love lattes, not necessarily coffee.
Right.
Lattes.
Latte is coffee.
It's espresso.
Espresso. It is a coffee drink, though. You buy it in coffee shops and fast food restaurants.
Yeah. So.
Which in France, you can buy espresso and lattes in any. I saw a latte machine in a Pizza Hut. In France.
Like a real latte machine, not like the one that used to be in Wawa that was like the push buttons and you have to it's got all the flavor packets and you got to take your thing away before it fills all the way.
No, the thing you have to do.
Because it just adds water on top.
It's awful. It's just the big one with the arm that comes out and makes your frothy milk and stuff like that. So
that's fancy.
A real espresso
machine. Leave it to the French. We have no such...
You can buy pastries in McDonald's.
Right.
Real and pastries. Macrons.
Macarons?
Yeah.
Or macarons.
Macarons.
But the coolest thing I've seen in the U.S. is in Louisiana when you could just grab a beer on ice for the road.
Oh, for your driving?
Yeah.
Gotta wait your whistle.
It's something about our culture.
Yeah. Well, I remember that when as a kid at the go-kart track that there were beers in the soda machine.
Oh.
So.
Cool. Well, it's, for the parents, man.
That's right. But enough of that. Let's start talking about these fine movies of the week let's talk Good Witch first.
Let's talk Good Witch because RIP Good Witch.
Yeah, the season finale. I don't know if they're going to throw movies out every once in a while, like it started.
Yeah. The season finale is just a dim memory. So we'll just talk about the series finale because we did rewatch that.
Right.
And I have to say it was pretty ridiculous. And I'm a fan. I like Good Witch. It's not always very challenging in terms of the old gray matter content. But it's good escapist, at least that's why I thought in the past, good escapist entertainment.
Right.
But this was they were trying to tie up all these loose ends and, almost get whiplash with the Mayor Davenport and his fiancée there.
Yeah.
Because they were all hot and heavy and they couldn't wait to get married. And then the mom was having trouble with the dad. And so then they said, okay, we better not wait. We better not be apart. So I'm going to be here. And all that stuff with her flower shop and all that. And then in this series finale, they're all they're going to go to Tuscany. They're going to elope. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And then by the end, they're we shouldn't get married. We're never going to put our marriage first.
Yeah.
I was I guess better to know yourself and then.
Well, remember when the season first started, there was those little previews and they're all talking, oh, we have new writers now. They're really going to lean into the magic and all of this. And man, these writers were terrible because.
Well, they had them light those candles once. And then they had them fail to light the candles once.
Yeah.
And then she did that dream regression once with herbs, but another time, like, Cassie just put, like, the whammy on her. There was a lot of stuff there that.
They made Cassie mope, like, the whole final, time, the, you know, half the final half of the season.
Yeah, we saw the inside of the bell, book, and candle one time in the whole last season, I think.
Right.
It was very strange. Plus, no weird. Oh, well, that's not true. I was going to say no weird family showing up out of nowhere, but that's not true because What's-Her-Face's dad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The dad who had the forget-me spell.
But, and then all of a sudden remembered everything. Remember when your head got stuck in the banister?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, how do you remember? Oh, yeah, you remember. So it seems like they left it where Chaplain Mope and I can't remember anybody's name all of a sudden. We should have reviewed all the names.
Adam.
Adam and Stephanie.
Right.
They got married. So she was on her way to France, everyone. She was on her way, and the plane got delayed.
At a moment's notice, she was going
to
leave.
Yeah, within a day, she was going to leave. She was going to go to France.
Right.
Then her plane was delayed. She came back. He wasn't going to see her. They wanted to, like, you know, throw something in that wishing well.
Uh-huh.
The wish that always comes true. And then they couldn't work that out. So then her car breaks down on the way. Or his car breaks down or whatever. And they just said, I'm going to miss my flight anyway. I might as well come back and get married.
Yeah. And then he said, oh, I don't want to stay here. So I'm going to go to France too.
That's right. Tomorrow or whatever.
So his congregation is.
Well, just put that whole church on hold.
Yeah. The church he was trying so hard to get started, he is just going to cut out on.
That's right. Because. You know, I guess he was like on his vision board. He was like, find land. And for 6 months, it was going to be find land. And he did that. So he's 6 months ahead. So he could just go to Paris for 6 months and then come back and start that church. And then they're talking kids already. You know, oh, I can't wait till I'm here and the congregation is full. And it's, oh, my goodness. So Tom had heart surgery, and so there was a whole little thing with the Tinsdales there.
Yeah.
But that was nothing. They're just stronger than ever, those Tinsdales.
Exactly.
And then Cassie is okay. The whole big thing, let's just talk about the whole big thing with, like, the ray of moonlight. Because I know that's your favorite part.
So they have to make this amulet, and they keep trying to make it, and it keeps breaking every time they try to make it.
Yeah.
And they find these clues that their mother or...
the first Mary Wick.
Left those clues?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or her children, yeah.
And they keep putting the cousin underneath the...
The whammy spell, yeah.
What's her name, Joy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Joy's ex-girlfriend comes to town, and she...
Charlotte, what are you doing here?
And she goes to have lunch with Charlotte, but doesn't tell her that she's, you know...
And she introduces Zoe as Zoe.
Yeah.
And this is my dad, and this is Zoe.
Yeah, not my girlfriend, Zoe. So Zoe says, hey, you better figure out what you want here.
Yeah, because she went and she had lunch with Charlotte.
Yeah. And
Charlotte's like, I still love you. I want to get back together. And she's like, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she's fickle.
She is.
She's a fickle Joy.
Yeah. So that resolves, I guess, because we aren't really doing like a whole, this is what happened and then. But that resolves with like the whole wedding.
Yeah, but way too quickly. They resolved all these storylines way too quickly.
She learned how to salsa dance for her, so you know that's true love.
That's right.
From Dr. Mope.
From Dr. Mope.
Dr.
Boring.
Boring.
Dr. Boring is a salsa dancer.
Yeah.
And he's going to teach, what's her name? The girlfriend?
Zoe.
Zoe. She's going to teach Zoe how to, he's going to teach her how to salsa dance, and she's going to learn faster than you can make a Tinsdale on toast.
That's right.
And then everything's going to be fine in the end. That's right.
And then they alluded to George getting engaged to that woman. So yeah. The woman who didn't even want to go steady with him.
Yeah.
All of a sudden she's like, as soon as you see a big fat rock on this hand.
Yeah.
I'm like, the guy, is he independently wealthy? I guess, is he living for free at Gray House or something?
I guess.
Banking all his social security?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that how he can afford a rock? Or is that part of the magic? Like, you know, he's going to get it in some maybe, swap.
Maybe he had a magic per diem for keeping all the secrets.
Oh, well, there was that. But there was also him, like, filling in as the barista behind the counter
at
the bistro.
And all of a sudden.
And then he's like, oh, I can't do that. I got to help out at Gray House.
Well, it's ridiculous to know that.
Stephanie
was running that place all by herself. There's no way you can do that. You have to have employees.
Yeah.
And she was doing all like the cooking and stuff like that. So is George just as good a cook as she is?
I think she had a cook because she couldn't have been out there that whole time.
Yeah, because she's always at the counter.
Yeah,
she's always at the counter talking to people.
That's right.
There's got to be a short order guy back there.
There's got to be. Yeah. He just gets all the recipes from
her. Adam and Eve on a raft. Burn it.
Oh, my goodness. So did we cover everybody? Oh, and Dr. Boring has a revelation from the Tinsdales, right? This whole thing with the Tinsdales. Wasn't that where the revelation came from? That, like, life is too short and he's really got to, like, seize the moment or whatever. And so he proposes to Cassie that they travel around the world.
Right.
For, like, 3 months or 6 weeks. So
he's
going to
prove he's not a workaholic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By traveling around the world.
Yeah.
That's a pretty ambitious goal. So he's going to take her around the world. So in the end.
And the stepbrother.
Oh, yeah, shows up and he's going to move to Middleton to like Sunnyset Lane or whatever.
And be a big
Morning Glory you know, Avenue.
And be a
foster dad.
A foster dad to some kid.
Mm-hmm. But that's right. Don't forget the Chaplain Mope and Stephanie got married on his boat.
That's
and Adam has seasickness. Yeah. So it was like a very weird thing.
Yeah, most people get seasick when they're docked. And the boat hardly moves.
Oh, my goodness.
So Adam and Stephanie leave. Joy.
Joy's sticking around. With George to run Gray House and the bistro and her own business.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about her business.
What's the name of Davenport's ex-fiance?
Oh my God.
I know, right?
We
put the whammy on us.
We got that review that said we were unprepared, so I guess it's true.
It is.
I can't remember her name. The cousin's name.
Anyway, the other cousin's name.
Well, she's going to Tuscany anyway.
She's going to Tuscany without?
Without the Davenport dude.
That's right. And Cassie's going to see Grace.
Yeah.
Which is good, because Grace would probably have some questions from this whole red halo moon thing.
Yeah, how come I kept passing out and I didn't have powers anymore?
That's right. And I had a vision I was in Middleton calling to you.
Yeah. But the way they break the curse is they need to make a purple flame and then melt the thing. So
from
they
three
need
three kinds of wood.
Wood and...
That they happen to have. One is like from the family tree.
The chess set
Yeah, that came in the Middleton, the swap in Middleton. Yeah.
And that jewel,
the box like, that like she a got from
curio box or something.
Yeah, she got it from guess what?
What?
The Bell Book and Candle.
That's right. So they get the purple flame, they go outside and they think real hard, and then a beam of red light shoots down from the moon. No,
even worse. They think real hard. Wait. The tree falls.
Right.
So they think real hard, nothing happens, the tree falls, and then they realize the thing to make the amulet whole is buried underneath the tree that fell.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Because there was that piece of paper that said, shake the family tree.
Yeah.
So then they put the amulet together, all 10 minutes to midnight.
Right.
When their powers are going to disappear in 10 minutes. 10 minutes to midnight, they put it together, they hold hands. And then the amulet absorbs the evil of the red halo moon.
Right. It shoots down like a laser beam right at the amulet. Magic is saved.
Their magic.
Their magic.
The magic to do good things.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was the end.
Pretty much. Because then they go to visit Grace. What's her face? Goes to Tuscany. The cousin and George stay home. Adam and Stephanie go to Paris, married. I guess Mayor Davenport goes and licks his wounds. And, yeah. And oh, and Zoe and Joy are together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Salsa dancing away.
That's right. She made her choice, and poor Charlotte is out in the cold.
And everyone.
Oh, the Tinsdales are together. Yeah.
Yes, and the Tinsdales are, of course,
and one together. Of them's the mayor, yeah. As always.
And everyone lives ever after, but some not as happily as others.
Well, until George gets that rock.
No, I'm talking about the person whose name we can't remember.
Yeah, but what was she saying? She was saying she was like moving to Tuscany, and they're like moving, and she's like, "We'll see how I like it."
Yeah.
She was always a free spirit. I was surprised she stuck around in Middleton as long as she did.
I know, with that flower shop.
Yeah. I wonder if she's going to end up selling it to that guy who was trying to undercut her business.
Yeah, another person just abandoning their business. I
know. Yeah, who's watching out for the flower shop?
I
know.
If I was Margaret Tinsdale.
Not Martha.
Martha Tinsdale.
I'd be upset.
I'd be upset all these businesses are shuttering up. And
they're on near collapse, yeah. with their people just leaving, getting out of Dodge. Our magic is saved. We're out of here.
Yeah.
We're leaving our flunky Joy cousin who's only been here the least amount of time.
Yeah, she's there. Who's going to give me my herbs when I'm upset?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My teas.
So... anyway, well, at least, and like, Sam is one of the main doctors, right? Isn't he the chief of staff? And he's taking this long leave. Yeah.
So
apparently people have, I mean, I guess it's good to model that people should follow their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And they can have these conversations with their employers, or if they own their own business, there are ways that they can take these extended times off to help themselves.
Right.
But it just... so many people doing it at once seemed a little coincidental, not believable. Yeah.
So the whole season was moving very slow, and then they tried to jam it. In the last two episodes.
And it didn't matter if the last two episodes, like, contradicted each other.
Right.
And, like, I just have to bring up the one thing about every time they said something, somebody was like, oh, I don't know, the wind agrees with you. And then she said something, and they were like, the wind doesn't agree. I was like, how can you tell?
It sounded exactly the same. And listen, you ladies, your magic isn't working right, so how the heck do you know what the wind thinks?
That's right. And that orb that got all dark for no reason, except then they needed the base, the wood base, to, like, make the purple flame. And then it turned out that, like, no, it wasn't just that. They needed to add the dirt to the gold and the silver to, you know, and so they ended up making a gold one. But they had to add the dirt to make the amulet not crack. The dirt was magical.
Yep. And when they were pouring, it was really bad CG when they were pouring the molten yes. metal into the mold.
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So, all in all, really not...
not a great finale.
Not a great finale.
Yeah. But it seems to me that they didn't have a lot of notice.
Yeah. And especially like, hey, I'm sitting here. We're going to lose our powers in like 4 or 5 hours, right? Mm-hmm. And we still haven't found all of the ingredients to make this thing. But you go off and have a lunch with your ex.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, could you push first that till tomorrow?
The first it was lunch with her father, then it was coffee with her ex.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
Like she's gallivanting around.
Well, she had nothing to do. Everybody was telling her to just take it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
They're just jealous because they don't have dads.
That's right.
So they said, you better spend time with your dad. They don't have dads or girlfriends. So, you know.
So
living vicariously.
So goodbye,
Good Witch. Goodbye, Good Witch. And maybe they'll do a thing, you know, a movie every once in a while. But, you know, when Grace left, it actually did change the show a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we'll roll into Love for Real.
Love for real.
Comma for real.
That's right. What do they say the synopsis is?
The synopsis is... Haley and her best friend Bree go on a reality dating show to publicize her fashion line. But nothing goes as planned when love, friendship, and careers are on the line. Starring Chloe Bridges, Scott Michael Foster, Corbin Bleu, Tatiana Tully, and Karen Molina White.
Okay. Wow,
they usually don't give the whole cast in the synopsis, but there we go.
Yeah, well... We're in big trouble.
This is a Summer Nights movie.
Yes, but we're in big trouble.
Why are we in big trouble?
Because they said the names of the women, Bree and something.
Haley.
Haley and Bree.
And Bree.
They did not give the names of the men.
Luke.
Oh, okay, Luke.
And Marco.
And Marco is the main character and Luke is the producer with the golden headphones.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Luke.
Right.
So kind of almost like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, just Luke and Marco.
Yeah. So Luke.
Bree and Haley. Okay.
Luke Scott Michael Foster played Luke. He was in that other movie with the singing, the country singer.
Yes.
Who was a wedding photographer and gave up singing was a wedding photographer.
Yeah. What's her name? Not Osment.
Yeah.
Osness.
Osness.
Yeah. So she was the country singer, wedding photographer, and he was her old partner, her old singing partner.
And now he's a music producer.
And he came back to, like, throw his baby sister the best wedding ever, and they rekindled. And that's the one where he must have jumped off the ferry halfway through the...
Exactly.
He was on the last ferry off the island, but he showed back up in
At
the wedding and sang a duet with Laura Osnes, Susan?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Osnes.
In this, he plays a producer.
Of a reality TV show.
Right, and the showrunner, the executive producer.
Well, he was the showrunner.
No, he becomes the showrunner.
Oh, okay.
The British guy is the showrunner.
Oh, yeah.
And the British guy makes all the wrong moves, and the host is the actual owner of the show.
Oh, yeah.
So she fires him, and the golden headphones go to Luke.
That's right. And so then they're halfway through the season, and they're talent scouting in San Francisco.
They need, because one of their women, dating women, runs out on Marco and says, I can't be with you, Marco. Even though he was choosing her.
Yeah. So they said, we're in trouble.
Yeah, we need a couple of new contestants. So they have a casting search and
they find Haley
is works for a fashion designer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to push her own line of dresses. And she says, if I go on that show, Bree, her friend, is a big, big fan.
Yeah, and she figures it all out. She knows who's going to be left at the altar, whatever.
She has charts. Yeah. And stuff.
And
she,
Spidey senses.
Yeah, that she really loves the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, be on it with me. And you can wear your dresses. You'll get your dresses out there. And she goes, nah, I don't think so. Well, Luke interviews both of them, and he has this feeling about Haley.
Uh-huh.
And he says, well, it's either both either you both come on or none of you.
Yeah, they wanted, like, best friend drama, pit them against each other.
Yeah.
But this is another example of a woman who doesn't want to do what it takes to, like, launch her brand. So, I just want to be a designer. Hey, come on the show. We'll wear your dresses in the finale or whatever, and you'll sell tons of dresses.
Right.
Nah.
So they discuss strategy.
Yeah.
Because Bree says, Haley says, I don't want to win. And Bree says, I don't want to win either. I want to come in second because the second place contestant always gets
her own show
on the female version of the, you know, where the Marco would be her.
Right.
And looking for love. Yeah, the Bachelorette, basically.
We'll call it the Bachelor and the Bachelorette.
So they're told everything is on camera.
Yeah, they were given fair warning.
Yeah.
But they didn't realize how on camera.
Right. The show goes on. The more it goes on, the more Luke is sidling up to Haley.
That's right. And Marco and Bree are hitting it off when they're seeing each other when they aren't supposed to.
That's right. And,
yeah.
And Luke must like Haley's, sarcastic frankness.
Right.
And they really try to push her as being funny.
She's not.
Was she? No, okay. She wasn't. Okay. She was almost funny. There were situations where I said, man, that would have been funny if it was a different actress delivering that line.
Right.
Yeah. You know, just wasn't this one.
Right.
Like, you know who could have delivered her lines a whole lot better? That Lucy. The one that was on Mistletoe Inn. The friend on Mistletoe
Inn.
She's
so great. I love her.
Yeah, she could have delivered those lines a whole lot better.
Dude, we didn't tape Mistletoe Inn.
What do you mean we didn't tape
it? Did we see it on Christmas in July?
I didn't see it. No.
Uh-oh.
Well.
I'm going to have to live without that sidekick a little longer. A
little backstory on this. We had to change out our cable box. So a lot of the Hallmark movies that were residing on it left.
Yeah.
And Ellie's been on a mission.
We recovered a fair number of them.
Yeah.
No Ice Sculpture Christmas. No Mistletoe Inn.
No Christmas List.
No Christmas List. And
so back to this show.
Back to the show. Sorry. Sorry, this is not very arresting. Okay.
It goes along. Marco likes Bree. He's going to pick her. The host of the show. We've got a lot invested in the other woman, not Haley, the other contestant. And, she's the one who's going to bring me in ratings. So she sabotages.
That's right.
By showing Marco the film of Bree talking at the audition that she only wanted to be in second place and didn't want to win.
Right.
So when time comes for him to give hearts out, he says, I really liked you and I thought we had a thing, but you're a dirty backstabber.
Is this true that you had this ulterior motive the whole time? And she's like, she had to say yes.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, yes, but that's not how I feel now.
Right.
She just answered. And then he was like, I'm done with you.
Yeah, because no one ever waits around for an explanation.
So she goes and she's like, I'm going to pack. And And Haley's like, I'm packing too. I'm out of here. And then that evil host shows up and is like, I wouldn't pack if I were you because we're going to sue the crap out of you. Because now you're in it. You're in it to win it, baby. And yeah. So Haley comes up with a plan to stymie everything.
Right. And that plan is?
That she is going to, basically what happens is she's allergic to horses. She gets her hands on an astronaut suit. She finds a horse and she goes to the finale where it's her and the other person.
Right.
And she basically short circuits the whole thing. Or doesn't he say something to the woman and she's like, I don't want to marry you. I don't want to get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells, Haley tells Marco, like, take this horse. You know where Bree is.
Yeah.
And he goes off to find her.
And they won't be able to catch up with you right away. So yeah, because
the horse
time.
Goes faster than the golf cart.
Yeah, so you'll have time with Bree alone.
Yeah. So in the end, she gets Luke.
Right.
The woman who was in the thing gets her own show.
Mm-hmm.
And Marco and Bree are together.
Right. And Luke decides, well, I'm not going to be...
I want to be a documentary filmmaker.
Yeah.
Like I went to school to do. And he just quits the show, which I'm telling you would probably not happen.
Yeah.
having been friends with a documentary filmmaker. You don't just do it because you have to pitch. You don't just film documentaries.
Yeah.
You have to pitch your idea and get somebody to pay for it. And then you film it.
Yeah.
Right. You don't just say, oh, I'm going to hang it up and I'm going to do something else. No, I'm going to hang out in San Francisco for a while because like my idea to talk to these centurions, you know, because this whole idea is to talk to these 100-year-old people or whatever. I'm going to do that because a couple of the people I want to talk to are in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So you're telling me the guy has an idea and he has a list of all the people he wants to like interview first.
Mm hmm.
I mean, I know people have it because then they have to figure out who they're going to. But really, you've been working on this show for 5 years, but that your dream is that fleshed out that you're like, I'm going to be in San Francisco and hang out with you. But I mean, they had to get him there.
Yep. So they all live happily ever after.
And kudos to Haley for short circuiting the reality TV show machine. She like single-handedly imploded the whole thing.
But she made good television. That's all that counts.
That's all that counts. Hey, their share is going to be high.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on to the next Summer Nights. Oh, wait. Do we have to? We have to rate it.
What?
Rate it.
I thought it was terrible.
It was awful. 1.5?
Yeah. I just go with 1.5 and a definite delete.
A definite. I can't wait to go back out there and delete it. We kept it just in case we had to watch it again because we couldn't remember anything. But thank goodness, I feel like we remembered enough.
Yeah. We saw it like three weeks ago. So.
Yeah, almost 2.5.
2.5 weeks ago.
Okay, great. So I hated 27 hour day a little less. So let's talk about that one.
All right. Wow. Wait, a spoiler alert. All right. This
people
one...
don't know exactly how much less.
Okay. An entrepreneur takes a break from her waitress. An entrepreneur takes a break from her wellness empire for some much-needed work-life balance, but realizes it won't be easy. Will a relaxing retreat and new romance change her life forever?
Only if it's with Andrew Walker.
luckily he's in it.
Oh.
Starring Autumn Reeser and Andrew Walker.
Like two A names. Autumn and Andrew up in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage.
Then comes a baby in the baby carriage. Oh, that was a nice little trip down memory lane. So
she is a
New York City efficiency guru. Let's call her that.
Right. Okay.
Because
she has a podcast, a magazine.
Yeah.
And some other stuff.
She likes to talk about herself as a multitasking maven.
Yeah. but all she does is work.
Yeah.
From morning till noon. There's this other woman.
From morning till noon?
morning till midnight. That leaves a lot of hours. Morning till midnight.
Well, past midnight. Didn't like her thing say 12:30, turn off the dishwasher, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And she has like a 5 a.m. spin class. Yeah, the woman doesn't sleep.
And she had an incredible Siri upgrade.
Yeah. Yes, Sadie.
Sadie. Who could do things that most digital assistants can't.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was practically running her old podcast.
Yeah.
So she had an assistant that we last saw in Good Morning Christmas. Was that the name of it?
Yeah. Yeah. Good Morning Christmas.
the delightful sidekick who wanted to become the waitress, who wanted to become a cook.
Yeah.
And so she was the... She was the assistant, and the main crux of the thing. Well, first of all, we have to talk about the first elephant in the room, was that this woman did have an empire, but we don't understand how there yeah. were, and she had like a whole floor of a New York City
office building.
It looked like, I mean, it probably was probably only like a suite, but it looked huge.
She had at least 5 employees.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And they were all, you know, on-site employees.
Yeah.
In New York City, in a Manhattan office suite.
And all from a podcast.
All from a podcast and a magazine. I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe some books. I mean, yeah. So it was called The 27-Hour Day.
Yeah.
Right? So that was the name of the movie, but it was also the name of the brand.
Yeah.
And so she must have had branding stuff out the.
Yeah. So there is like this Martha Stewart type. A woman who is going to go on a speaking tour. So Autumn Research trying to get in on this speaking tour because it'll really skyrocket her brand. So she goes and has a talk with this woman who likes her stuff a lot, but asks, like, what do you do to relax? What do you do on your downtime? And she's saying, well, I don't understand. You're speaking a foreign language to me.
That's right. I went to the dentist last week. She's like, no, you know, you got to take some time for yourself. And she's like, I don't understand. So then is it her assistant who's like, maybe she has a point.
Yeah. So she goes to this retreat.
Yeah. So her assistant puts together a few options for her to review. And she likes this one retreat in Wyoming, Montana, something, you know, northern with mountains kind of thing. And it's a place where they like take your electronics away from you and force you to unplug for the whole time you're there.
Yeah, because she shows up and has a bunch of electronics.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
She keeps pulling things out of her tablet, her laptop, her phone.
Her watch. She has to give up Sadie.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the ranch, I'm going to call it a ranch. It wasn't. The retreat center, I should call it, was run by a family. The mom, the son, and the daughter. And the daughter's boyfriend / fiance or whatever who was there. And so when we first see them, they're making plans for an expansion.
Right.
That their dad had been planning, the husband / dad.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to break ground on it. They're going to be adding like 4 more buildings.
And they had investors.
And they had investors and all this stuff. And then Andrew Walker, who's the son, gets the call that the investors... The investment firm or whatever, they were looking at a couple properties.
Right.
And they hadn't decided. He thought it was a done deal. And the guy said, well, they've loved your kind of property in the past, but they're looking at this other thing. Can you come in and give a presentation on Thursday morning?
Mm-hmm.
So Autumn Reeser's there from like Sunday to Sunday or something. Right. Like Monday to Sunday. And so she runs into him pretty much right away. They're cool. And then she's trying to relax when she gets in.
But she has a hard time doing it.
So she goes for a walk and she runs into him who he's just gotten a pig as a rescue, a foster from the vet. And it, you know, we find out, oh, he wanted to be a vet, you know, through the course of stuff.
But right. And then left school when his dad died. And then he's been helping to run the business. And he put his vet plans behind him.
That's right. So she talks to him for a little bit and then goes on her merry way. And they all meet up for dinner every night.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some interactions with them at dinner, but I'm not going to go into any detail with that because it's really not important.
Right. But he keeps arranging to be around her.
Yeah.
Things that he never did.
Right.
Like go on the camping trip and stuff like that. Right. When one of the events is they take all of the residents on a camping trip.
Right.
And they said, oh, it's strange. He never comes along.
Yeah. But the thing I was going to mention first was that they had set it up to be some sort of an adversarial relationship. And yet they never acted like they were at odds.
Right.
So that was a very strange thing. So it was more like they would hang out together and then she would make a comment. I know you think I'm all business and no fun or whatever. And he's like, I never said that.
Yeah.
So it was really weird because it was almost like they wrote those words and either the actors didn't get the direction to behave that way, or it was just completely like miscues between the writing and the it was. So that was kind of weird. So he was trying to spend more time with her, but also she wasn't she helping him on his presentation and stuff?
Well, the thing is the pig destroys the model.
Oh, that's right.
The architectural model.
His sister whips up this architectural model of their planned, expansion.
Yeah.
And they work together to get it done. She's like, let me help you, Autumn Reeser's
character. Yeah, she's going, hey, this is what I do.
Yeah, this is my specialty is getting things done in half the time it takes normal people.
Yeah.
And so he's like, okay. And they did a pretty good job fixing it. But at the end, it still looked a little crunched.
fixing montage they did.
Yeah, that's right. It was a whole fixing montage.
So they're starting to get sweet on each other. And we thought they're about to kiss. Yeah. We thought, oh, kiss us, interrupt this. That's someone's going to interrupt this. But that never happened.
That didn't happen. They kissed.
Yes. And then they kissed. And this isn't the end. This is like only 2/3 of the way through.
That's right. But don't worry. They won't kiss again till the end.
Yeah.
Because misunderstandings ensue or whatever.
As usual.
So he goes and gives the presentation.
Right.
And he doesn't get the money. And he doesn't tell his family.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's strange. It's like he doesn't tell his family. She says, hey, you should really go back to vet school because that's what you really want to do. And he goes, don't tell me what to do. This is my life.
That's right.
And I'm too old for vet school. And
yeah. Meanwhile, she's contemplating a whole change to her brand.
Yeah.
And there's Honeyfest.
Because she has found herself.
Yeah. Through this whole experience.
Right.
So there's the whole week culminates in Honeyfest, an annual festival they have to celebrate the bees in town.
Right.
And who comes to that but that lifestyle guru who told her to take a break. And she's like, hey. And she said, yeah, my house is like 20 minutes from here.
Yeah.
And I come every year.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, Andrew Walker, how come you never told me you know so-and-so? And he's like, that's just like the famous neighbor who comes every year to Honeyfest.
Yeah.
Like, and it was good of them or interesting. There were other guests at the retreat.
Was a former banker.
Yeah, investment banker.
Who got kind of, you know, retired.
Yep, so he didn't want to retire and there was the woman who was a fan, excuse me, of the 27-hour.
Yeah, she was the wedding event planner.
Oh, yeah, because she had organized, like, planned 112 weddings in 50 weeks or something. Or,
So she was a big fan, so they became fast friends.
That's right. And the other woman who was there was trying to reconnect with her husband without the kids around.
Yeah.
So, and we've seen both of them before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were always, well, that one dude, he's in that sign, sealed, delivered, that show.
That's it. This one, I just know the woman is the one, she has very wide set eyes.
Yeah, and she's been in several of them.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, the minor characters were pretty cool. They were okay.
Yeah, so she goes back to New York. She tells everyone, hey, even if we lose, you know, audience, I need to make a change in my life. I realize
that's right.
That all work and no play is not good for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the lifestyle guru asks her to be on the speaking tour, and she says no. And then in the middle of the afternoon, because when they were sitting around the campfire, she said, what would be a perfect afternoon? And her answer was to spend it with my mom.
Yeah.
Doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew Walker was like, that's the perfect answer.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up going to Connecticut and hanging out with her mom. Her mom's right. Like, who are you? What have you done with my daughter?
So Andrew Walker decides to.
Yeah. So she's sitting in like Washington Square Park or whatever.
Yeah.
And Andrew Walker walks up. I guess it's her assistant said, you know.
Yeah. That he was, but he shows up because he's on his way to Cornell because he's going back to vet school.
That's right. Because Ithaca is gorgeous.
Yeah. And he says, I'm not that far away.
That's right.
Yes. We can smoochy smoochy. So this is one where she does not stay.
She does not stay in the country.
Yeah. She goes back to the big city.
But she has a transformation.
Right.
Which is what is important. They always have to transform.
Yeah, but he leaves.
But he leaves.
Right.
And goes to the country.
Yeah. From one country to another.
But he's like, even though he's close to 40, he's going to follow his dreams.
Right.
Yeah. So it was pretty good. At first, I was a little like, there's no way he's just in New York City because Ithaca is not close.
Yeah.
And I was like, are they getting mixed up thinking like Cornell is Columbia? Yeah. Like, and then he said, I hear it's a short plane ride away because you would have to have a layover in LaGuardia or whatever if you wanted to go to Ithaca, I'm sure, because it's a small airport. So it made sense that he was there and could stop and see her. And he's like, yeah, you know, I got to start from scratch. So she's signing on for 4 years of vet school.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend, 200 miles away or whatever from New York City. But she's plenty busy, but I'm glad also that she found her balance. So, and of course the lifestyle guru is the agent friend from Christmas to Remember. She's been in a gazillion things. She's the you're baking me crazy celebrity chef.
Right.
You know, she's just been in a lot of things. So she's really, I really like her. I don't know why they don't make her.
She was in Love and Sunshine. She's the one that hires.
She hires Danica McKellar to redo the backyard.
Yeah.
I just find it really interesting that they don't make her like a main character because she'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's a little older, but like, why not?
Yeah, they're doing the thing with Jack Wagner for goodness
sake. That's right, Josie Bissett. Yeah. Wedding March 6th coming up. I know you were waiting for this this riveting finale.
Yes, we were late. We're on the tail end of the
Wedding March series.
The Wedding March series, so. We only saw the last one.
Maybe they'll be replaying it and they'll do like a Wedding March marathon.
Maybe.
We only saw the one with the big eyes, right?
The big eyes?
Jen Lilly.
Was it Jen Lilly?
Oh, no, it was Cindy Busby.
Yeah.
And our favorite dude, sarcastic guy. I can't remember anybody's names right
Neither,
now.
Neither.
The guy from Winter in Vale and Mistletoe. Oh, it's
Tyler Hines.
Yeah, Tyler Hines. Cindy Busby and Tyler Hines were in last year's Wedding March movie.
Yeah.
But that's the only one we saw. So we're way behind. I'll do some investigating.
Yes, do that.
We have to be ready. So anyway, this movie, the 27-hour thing, you, how about you? Because I kind of blurted it out last time. What's your rating for this?
Being in the podcast biz, I know she's not making that much money. I know that she's not making enough scratch to have a Manhattan office. Those ain't cheap.
Yeah. Maybe a Raleigh, North Carolina office.
Yes. But maybe the books and the magazine articles, yeah, she may have and enough, stuff.
Like collateral, but yeah. That's really difficult to keep that going. And
there's no reason for her to have an office. Plus, the recording area for the podcast was right in the middle of the office.
Yeah.
And they just had a couple of sound walls around it. No way.
No. Yeah, that was crazy. So, yeah, pretty unrealistic. I had a problem with the, that was unrealistic. I had a problem with this, the miscues of, you know, hey, you know, of them having some sort of adversarial relationship that they never exhibited.
Right.
And with him not talking to his family about what was happening.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be breaking ground on these things. And you don't say, oh, you know, mom and sis, we're having some problems.
Yeah, we're having a problem here.
But luckily the sister has that boyfriend who worked there, because now when Andrew Walker goes to vet school, because they just let you in. If 20 years ago you had to leave, they let you just come in without taking like whatever the vet equivalent of the MCATs are or whatever.
Maybe he did that already.
Yeah, maybe.
But he talked about how they were making him take all his first year classes.
Right. But it's just, he must have been really, I mean, really, after like, can you imagine me going back to Penn and being like, look, just let me in again.
Well, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, it was all right. I like them both. I like Autumn Reeser and Paul Walker.
Andrew Walker.
Paul Walker is Fast and the Furious.
I know. And R.I.P.
Yes. Rest in peace, Paul Walker.
Yeah. Okay. So, sorry, Paul Walker. We were talking about Andrew Walker.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good. He's solid. So, you like those two?
Yeah.
And like you said, I could give him the benefit of the doubt. Like I said, I was ready to be like annoyed. There's no way he's there to see her. And then I was like, no, actually, it kind of makes sense. So good for them for making it be believable at the end.
Yeah. Because I was sitting.
It just happened kind of fast, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I was sitting trying to figure out how they're going to end this thing with her staying there. I don't understand.
Right. Well, and did I finish my thought about the boyfriend? Because now he's going to take over while
Andrew Walker's in vet school.
It all worked out.
Yep.
The mom said, follow your dreams. So we got her blessing. All right. So it's time for you.
I give this one a 2.5.
I knew it. I was going to say 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's still a delete, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
If I don't see this in a while, I'll be okay with it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry. We can't give you a more wholehearted, full throated recommendation for that one.
But we're in the dregs of summer nights.
The
dog days.
Is it like, are they like, ratings are always lower after Christmas in July, so just like suck it up. But you would think they would save their best one for like the week after Christmas in July to try to like convert people.
Right. To get people to hang with us.
Right. Instead I'm surprised they're gonna have to start already with like Christmas starts in October. Well, we still don't have
harvest. We still got fall harvest coming
up.
Yeah,
fall harvest.
Maybe that new one is the start of fall harvest. No, it's probably still a summer night.
I thought it was the summer nights, but I don't remember what it was. So wedding March, and then there's one after that.
Okay.
Right.
So hopefully.
That'll get us to like Labor Day weekend, I guess. And then
hopefully
fall harvest.
These two will be better.
All right. well, here's hoping.
Yeah.
And always, of course, if you have an opinion that you would like to express about the movies that we've discussed, perhaps.
Or just want to say hi.
Or just want to say hi. Or have some Hallmark news that you think we would be interested in or would like to relay to our wonderful podcast listeners. Feel free to send us an email to marksthespotmail@gmail.com.
That's right.
And we thank you already if you...
Marks the Spot Mail has no apostrophe in the email address.
Oh, okay.
Just want to let people know.
Okay. And I was going to say, if you go to Apple Podcasts and rate us, give us 5 stars, that's cool. We appreciate it.
Give us a review, a rating or a review. Both would be great.
Yeah. Positive ones.
Yeah.
Preferred.
Use our Amazon link at damshow.co. It takes you to Amazon using our link. Once you're there, you shop as normal. There's no cost to you at all, but we get a little commission on sales if you go through our link.
Cool. Awesome.
Also, buy us, like I said earlier, if you want to throw us a couple of bucks, buy us a cup of coffee.
Well, we also have merchandise. Hallmark's the Spot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hallmark's the Spot t-shirts and things.
And wine tumblers and coffee mugs, travel mugs, and water bottles and stuff that say Hallmark's the Spot with our logo on it. So if you want to show your
love of Hallmark's the Spot.
That's right. And your festive, because it's kind of Christmassy.
Yeah.
Your festive, spirit all year round. You could... And purchase one of those.
You can listen to our other fine shows, Destroy All Movies, which is salty language. So unlike this, which is a very clean podcast, that's that one.
It's very dirty. No. Just kidding.
And of course, the new one.
That's right.
That we launched, which is the Lasso Personal Dilemma Squad, a recap show of the great television show Ted Lasso.
That's right. We're starting with season two. And then when we're done with season two, we'll go back to season one.
Right.
And then we'll cry.
3 episodes out so far. And then we're going for, we're on the long haul here. So
that's right.
So check it out. It's a fun show.
That's right. Especially if you like Ted Lasso.
Yes. Don't listen to it if you don't like Ted Lasso, because has spoiled the heck out of
it. That's right. Make sure you've watched it. You like it. Then listen.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your patience. While it took us a couple weeks to get to recording this, we'll probably save up Wedding March 6th and whatever the next one is after that before we do another show. So we'll
see.
Oh, you think Wedding March 6th
will be packed with content?
Okay. Well, Jack Wagner and Josie Bissett. Okay. But I'm just saying, don't wait up for us.
Yeah. We most likely will until Christmas in July. Not Christmas in July. Christmas in Christmas.
Christmas in October.
October starts. Then we'll crank it up again, because we'll be bombarded with new movies.
At least that's what I hope. That's what I hope.
That's right.
Yeah. So we'll probably do a preview when that comes to pass. But in the meantime, enjoy your summer, and we'll talk to you soon.